Life Incidents in Connection with the Great Advent Movement, as Illustrated by the Three Angels of Revelation 14, by Elder James White. And he said unto me, Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Daniel. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again, before many peoples, and nations, and tongues, and kings. John. Volume 1, Steam Press of the Seventh-day Adventist Publishing Association, Battle Creek, Michigan, 1868. Preface. The writer of these pages does not entertain the idea that he has done justice to the subject upon which they treat. The field is a wide one, and to do the subject full justice would require much time, and many volumes the size of this. And it has been while laboring with the churches in Michigan that these thoughts have been hastily gathered from personal knowledge and experience, and from the writings of those who were deeply imbued with the sweet spirit of revealed truth. More time, undivided attention to the subject, and more pages would greatly improve the work. But even such as it is commended to the prayerful consideration of the reader, in confidence that it is calculated to revive the Advent hope and faith in the hearts of the fainting, and to cheer wayworn pilgrims to Mount Zion, and lead them to take fresh courage in the Lord. And may it not also be hoped that this historical sketch of the great Advent movement will lead some to see the subject clearly in the light of the sacred Scripture and Christian experience, and embrace the truth of God. The writer has passed rapidly over the incidents in his early life, and has given only those of later years which were connected with the Advent cause. His object has been to give those facts only which would serve to honor and magnify the name and power of God in the exhibition of divine truth. The fact, however, that he has been connected with the Advent cause since 1842 may serve as an apology for introducing some incidents of personal Second Advent experience into this work. It has been with great pleasure that the great Advent movement has been revived in the preparation of these pages. It has been an intellectual and spiritual feast. The fundamental principles of the glorious doctrine of the soon coming of Christ never appeared more firmly established. And the facts in Second Advent history, fulfilling prophecy, never seemed so important to the people of God as an anchor in the perilous storms of these last days, as since examining anew this whole question. May God make this work as great a blessing to the reader as it has been to the writer in its preparation. James White.